This episode is brought to you by Delta Airlines. I'm getting ready to travel actually in a few days, going to Atlanta for a speaking engagement. And of course, when I booked my flight, I booked it on Delta Airlines. I am a complete homebody. So when I travel, I want my flying experience to be as comfortable as I am at home. And I love that Delta provide that. They have these curated travel experiences just for you. I love even their sustainable alternatives that they have for their in-flight dining, like plant-based dishes, especially as a plant-based eater. They have bamboo cutlery, organic, gluten-free, and nutrient-packed snacks. Literally everything that I need to be my best self in the air. They also have more than 1,000 hours of in-flight entertainment and premium food options and beverages like herbal teas, cold brew, sparkling wine, and more. So just like when I'm at home, I get something good to eat and watch something on TV, I can do the same exact thing in the air. Delta Airlines believes that you should feel at home, even if you're 30,000 feet above it. Learn more at delta.com.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You are listening to Blessed and Bossed Up, presented by Anchored Media, an entrepreneurship podcast for Christians all about how to make God the CEO of your business. Get ready to be inspired, challenged, but well-equipped to live and build your destiny His way.
In today's video, I want to give you just some tips on how you can manage and balance both motherhood, work, family life, professional life. I've talked in the last two videos about the concept of not compromising. Of course, because my book is available for pre-order now, She Is Uncompromising. But I want to give you just some practical things that you can start implementing so you can see that harmony in your life, because I believe balance isn't practical. We're not circus acts. We don't need to be juggling it. It's just not realistic. In order to balance something, it has to be the even distribution of weight. And my family and my business do not hold the same weight in my life. Trying to even them out for the sake of balance is just not a good use of time. Instead, I'm looking to have harmony. I want you to have harmony where all the pieces work together in a cohesive way that tells a beautiful story. So first thing that I'm gonna suggest that you do is you have to be organized. There is no way that you are going to be successful in your business, in the work world, as well as manage your home well, if you are not organized. I believe that every woman who wears multiple hats, like I said, you have your business, your professional life, and then you have a lot going on in your home life, you should have some type of life management software. So whether it's a project management system, whatever the tool is, if you're someone who still enjoys using the physical planners, whatever works. There should be some type of tool that you utilize to where you keep your life on track. We have a project management system in our business that we use right now called Notion. We're actually getting ready to switch over. But what I've liked about Notion, though, up until this point, is I have all of my business tasks organized to where my team can kind of see what I'm working on. I can see what they're working on. I can assign them tasks, vice versa. But then I also have like a separate space for all my personal stuff to where I see everything in one setting. So I see I have a meeting at 12, but my son has a doctor's appointment at 3. So I'm not separating the two because it's all my life, right? But I have it all organized in a way to where I'm able to, you know, execute and get things done in both my personal and professional life. Something that also works very well for me is planning the next week, the week before. I don't like working on the weekends. I give myself one weekend a month because sometimes it's necessary with like clients and things like that, but it cannot exceed one weekend a month. That's my boundary. And with that, that includes planning for work over the weekends, because it's still work. If it's admin work or answering emails or planning, that's still work. So I don't like to do any work-related tasks on a weekend. That's my family time. That's a boundary that I have. So what works really well for me is planning the next week, the week before. So usually on like Fridays, I go through my calendar for the whole next week. I kind of plug in what days I have meetings. I plug in the tasks I need to do to prepare for those meetings. Anything that I'm working on, a task that I need to get done, I separate those out Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Every day before the week starts, I know exactly what I'm doing. This helps saves me mental space because I don't have to think about what I have to do. I just have to hop right into it. I also leave room for things to come up because things will come up throughout the week. So I'll have days that are a little lighter that I pre-plan. So like usually Fridays and Wednesdays, I plan the least amount of things. So that way, if let's say something came up on Monday and I didn't get everything done, there's space for it on Wednesday. Or if something came up throughout the week, there's space to get that done on Friday. So just pre-planning my week as it relates to both my business and my home life works very, very well. It helps keep me organized. So for you, whatever system works best for you, figure it out. You know, sometimes it's trial and error. Some people use physical planners. I know for me, I don't like to carry big bags unless I have my laptop. So a planner, and so on a day-to-day, I usually have like a crossbody bag on. I like small bags, something I can just carry my phone, my method of payment, and maybe some chapstick or lip gloss. That's it. I don't like big purses. So knowing that, me having a planner is really not going to be beneficial. I'm also a digital girl. I need something and everything really to be accessible from my phone. Whatever software that I'm using, I need it to be on an app on my phone. I needed to connect to my Google Calendar so it's already there. Just having those systems that work for me, that keeps everything in order, is extremely important. So again, find what organizational style works for you. Do some research, watch some YouTube videos, and try out different things and then see which one works the best for you, and then do that. But you have to be organized. You have to be organized or it's not going to work.
This episode is brought to you by Rocket Money. Now listen, y'all, I am forever starting a new subscription and forgetting about it, especially when it's a show that I want to watch. I'm excited. I start the subscription. Don't ask me when it ends because I don't know and I'm terrible with it. Are you like me and you're wasting money on subscriptions? 80% of people have subscriptions that they forget about. Maybe for you, it's an unused Amazon Prime account or a Hulu account that never gets streamed. There's a great app I use that helps me keep track of all of my expenses. And because of it, I can no longer waste my money on subscriptions I don't even use. You might have heard of it. It's called Rocket Money, formerly known as Truebill. The app shows all your subscriptions in one place and cancels what you don't want for you. Rocket Money can even find subscriptions you ain't even know you were paying for. You may even find out that you've been double charged for a subscription. To cancel a subscription, all you have to do is press cancel and Rocket Money takes care of the rest. Cancel unnecessary subscriptions with Rocket Money today. Go to rocketmoney.com/blessed. Seriously, y'all, it could save you hundreds per year. That's rocketmoney.com/blessed. This episode is brought to you by Rosetta Stone. I've been telling you guys that I'm planning a trip for my husband's milestone birthday that he has coming up. And as we choose which location we actually want to go to, I've been thinking a lot about learning a new language once we narrow it down. Because when I get there, I want to throw myself into the culture, into the language. And a part of that is learning exactly the language that they speak ahead of me getting there, right? Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning platform available on desktop or as an app, and that it truly immerses you in the language that you want to learn. I'm most excited about the track record of Rosetta Stone because, I mean, they've been trusted experts for 30 years. Millions of users in 25 languages offered. I mean, Spanish, French, Italian, German, Korean, Japanese, Dutch, Arabic, Polish. They have fast language acquisition. So Rosetta Stone immerses you in many ways. So no English translations. So you really learn to speak, listen, and think in that language. They have an intuitive process so that you pick up language naturally, first with words, then with phrases, and then sentences. And overall, it's designed for long-term retention. They have speech recognition, so a built-in true accent feature that gives you feedback on your pronunciation. So it's like having a personal trainer for your accent. It's convenient. So again, those desktop and app options with audio companion and ability to download lessons offline. And best of all, amazing value. Lifetime membership has all 25 languages for any and all trips and language needs in life. That's lifetime access to 25 language courses Rosetta Stone offers for 50% off. A steal. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, Blessed and Bossed Up listeners can give Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/today. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/today today. This episode is brought to you by NPR. We know that Black stories and Black representation in the media is so important. When I was growing up, I wanted to see people on the screen who looked like me. I wanted to hear people on the radio who sounded like me. One of my fondest memories of my childhood was growing up and listening to our local radio station. And my favorite media personality, if you're from the DMV area, you know him, is Russ Parr. And I listened to the Russ Parr Morning Show every single day on the way to school. That was my first introduction to Black people in the media. And I just remember how I felt connected to the hosts, their guests, all the segments, how even my mother, or anyone who was in a car with us, just felt connected to the stories and had a great time engaging with the show. And it's something that's inspired me today, just really wanting to connect with my listeners through my platforms. The next generation of influential Black voices can be found on NPR's new collection, Black Stories, Black Truths. Black Stories, Black Truth is a celebration of Blackness from NPR. Each of NPR's Black voices are distinct, varied, and as nuanced as the Black experience itself. I think one of the things that so many places get wrong about the Black experience is they make us to be a monolith. And we're not. We are so different and we have so many perspectives. There's so much diversity even within Black stories. In the Black Stories, Black Truths collection, you'll hear stories of joy, resilience, empowerment, and creating world-shifting things out of struggle. Every episode is a living account about what it means to be Black today, told from a unique Black perspective. So everywhere from Bobby Shmurda to The Wire, Michelle Obama to reparations, there's no limit to the range of Black stories, Black truths. My favorite part of the series is the diversity of perspectives, because I believe that one of the most frustrating things about being Black in America is the way they try to group us all together as if we don't have different backgrounds, different thoughts, different opinions, different cultures within our culture. And I love that diversity. In NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths, you'll find a collection of some of NPR's best podcast episodes celebrating the Black experience. Turn on NPR today and hear a range of voices as varied, nuances, and as Black as the country we reflect. Stories should never be told about us without us. Listen now to Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR, wherever you get your podcasts. This episode is brought to you by MyLifeInABook.com. Now, it's coming up on Christmas time. I know everybody's in the holiday shopping mood to find gifts for your loved ones, but this is probably the most thoughtful gift that I've ever come across for parents or grandparents for the winter holidays as you guys get together to celebrate. It's basically a very powerful way to connect emotionally with them, preserve their most precious memories, and show them that you really care. And best of all, it's an instantaneous gift. I've told my family and friends about it and they love it. Every week, MyLifeInABook.com lets you choose from a list of thought-provoking questions or even write your own, which gets sent to your relative by email. Your relative then writes their answers and can choose to add meaningful pictures. This happens every week, and then at the end of 1 year, all of their stories gets combined into a beautiful keepsake book that can store your relatives' memories forever and pass them on to future generations, which is printed and sent to you. You can request as many copies as you want and even get it in audio format as well. With MyLifeInABook.com, you can give those you love the most personal gift that tells them they're meaningful to you and all future generations. To save $10 off your first purchase, use discount code BLESSED. That's BLESSED to get $10 off MyLifeInABook.com.
Something else I do to stay organized too is I like to check in with myself once a week. And that's as simple as saying, okay, What worked well this week? Where did I get it wrong? Where am I dropping the ball? What didn't feel good this week? What did I really enjoy? Just really taking a second to think through and check in with myself and, you know, my own processes and stuff like that is really helpful, because before everything goes up in flames, I can identify any areas of improvement. And that also keeps me accountable to being organized. My next tip for total life harmony is ask for help. We ain't got to do everything. You do not have to do it all to have it all, girl. Ask for help. Can we just say a prayer for all the parents who have kids who go to daycare or school during cold and flu season? My son has been sick 147 times in the last 2 weeks. Like, he only goes once a week to daycare. It's crazy. And when he has to stay home on that Friday, that's usually like, that's my day, where sometimes if things come up, I have tasks to do that day and things like that. But I always call my mom and say, hey, can you take them? And my mother never says no to her grandchild. I don't take advantage of it, but I do ask when I need it. And so if I need help, I call my family members. Hey, can you take the baby for a little bit? Can I drop him off? Or can you just come to the house and just sit with them or whatever while I go and do XYZ, whatever it may be? Ask for help. Also, what I found, these old school marriages usually require the woman to do everything and the husband only to work. And I just simply don't believe that that's how things should work. Marriage is a partnership. I cook, my husband does the dishes. I order the groceries, he puts them away. One washes clothes, one folds them up and puts them away. I make my son's breakfast, my husband gets him ready for the day. BJ does the bedtime routine. I do whatever. Like, that's my time for myself. It's a partnership. There's no gender roles or anything like that. We work together so that our household can run in order. Of course, he's the head of the household, so I submit to his leadership, but he's also my partner. Ladies, those who are not married, who you marry will make or break your destiny. Who you marry is one of the most important decisions that you will make as a woman if you choose to get married, because I'm not one that's going to push you one way or the other. Whatever you choose to do, who you choose to marry is an extremely important decision that should not just be made off of emotions and how you feel about them. Because when they feet stink and they ain't got no haircut and they got morning breath, they ain't going to be as fine as they was when you first met them. Okay, so it has to be beyond whatever that emotion is. Can this person be my partner? Can I come home and take the superwoman cape off and be taken care of in my house? Does this person know the Lord? And I tell all women, if your man does not know God and have a relationship with God for himself to where he can hear from God on his own, do not marry that man. Because what you doing? How you gonna follow him and he don't know who he following? But let me reel it back in. I don't give marriage advice. But utilizing your spouse is very important, though, to just keeping that harmony so that you guys can work together and it's not all falling on you. And then aside from that, if you can do it, outsource as much as possible. I remember for budgeting reasons, I stopped using Instacart and I started going to the grocery store. And it was just taking up too much time. So I told my husband, he's an accountant, so he's always big on budget. I'm like, hey, listen, we need to find another way, because me going to the store is not going to work. We need to bring Instacart back into the picture, because I cannot spend the amount of time that I'm spending in the grocery store. And I don't like it. It gets bumping into people in the aisles and it'd be a lot going on. I don't want to do it. So I went back to using Instacart. And so that saves me time in my day. It's easy to just go ahead and place the order on the app. My groceries want to get there in the morning. I don't have to think about it. I got the groceries that I need when I need them. Perfect. Laundry. I usually do. And again, these are things that are an extra expense, but they don't have to be expenses that are consistent if you can't do it consistently. So laundry. Sometimes my laundry gets way backed up. And today we're recording content. I've not done laundry. So I went to Target and bought about 3-4 shirts and said, this is what we're going to do because I don't have no clothes. And so if things get bad like that and I don't have time, I usually just take all my clothes, I use a laundry service and use it that one time, which is usually like once every couple of months. It's not a frequent thing. And so it's not like an added expense that keeps adding up and adding up every month, but it is something I can just outsource real quick so that it is done. And then I'm not trying to work my way down this mound of laundry. So outsourcing things as much as possible. Of course, having a cleaner come, this is something that I would suggest doing consistently. Maybe they do a deep cleaning every month. And then, you know, throughout the month, you maintain. Maybe it's every 2 weeks they come in and do a deep cleaning. Maybe it's every week they come in and clean. And so whatever it may be, outsource. This is why we have to make sure our dealings are profitable so that we can have the financial cash and the extra cash flow to be able to outsource these different tasks so that we don't have to do everything. I don't work hard in my business for me to still have to come home and do all of this housework. I work hard in my business so I have extra money to pay somebody else to do the housework. And when I'm at home, I can love on my family and not have to worry about anything else. So same thing for you. Outsource when necessary in whatever you do. Like Proverbs 31 says, make sure your dealings are profitable so that you can make money, extra money in whatever you're doing to be able to outsource when needed. Let's stop this here because it's getting a little long. So we'll make this part one. Thank you so much for watching. Make sure you like, subscribe, hit that notification bell so that you don't miss when I post another video. And I'll see you in the next one.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only, not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.